Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Glad to have you back.
Well, thank you.
I missed the Ukraine update. So I'm getting an echo, but anyway. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, I was listening to the Braves yesterday afternoon, and they have a show that's called the Ask the Lawyer. And one of the lawyers said this. He said that four of the kids in Uvalde recovered from their wounds, which I've never heard anything about. And he said the parents are suing the estate of the 18-year-old the shooter. And he says, well, you probably wonder why. What could they get out of an 18-year-old, you know, shooter? But what it was, he says, now they've got a civil suit, which is different than a criminal suit, where they can hide all the evidence. With a civil suit, they have to bring out all the evidence, such as the, you know, the security cameras and everything. That's why they're doing it.
Well, that's going to be kind of interesting. I mean, it's come on out now that the police didn't even try and go into that classroom where that shooter was there. And more, this is looking like the whole incident was staged to support the gun grabber agenda. And hopefully,
and all of a sudden,
in the case of a civil lawsuit, that's going to come on out.
All of a sudden, there's four children that are recovering from the wounds. We haven't heard anything about that.
No, you probably won't. You know, unless they're willing to get up there and say, yes, it was all the fault of the gun and we've got to ban guns, they're going to be kept away from TV. We saw that at Sandy Hook. We saw that at Parkland. We saw that at the Boston Marathon bombing. The only people who appeared on TV were those who were pushing the official government story.
Yep. And another story. Biden wants $30 million for security for abortion clinics. Yet it's the crisis pregnancy centers that are getting firebombed. But he wants $30 million to protect the abortion clinics.
Yeah.
So just typical for him, you know? So.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. It's a classic case of, you know, when it's a Democratic cause, let them go burn and vandalize all they want here. But, you know, for anybody else, that's not in line with the Democratic agenda, boy, are you going to be in trouble.
And those crisis pregnancy centers are such good places. I was involved with one in my county.
They give
a girl all kinds of things, you know. Anything to get started, she'll even pay her rent if she gets kicked out of her house or whatever. I mean, they just bend over backwards for the girl to keep their baby. So, they're a very good thing. And I can't, people firebombing them, they're going to go to hell, I'm sorry. They're going to go to hell. So, okay, thank you, Mike.
Well, you know, something you need to keep in mind is that the pro-abortion people are inherently very selfish. They've already been born, okay? So
it's okay
for them to say, yeah, let's go on and kill all these other pregnancies because I've got my life. Nobody's going to take my life away from me, but it's going to be okay to throw all these others in the trash can.
Right, right. You're right. Yeah, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
The whole left, they're all, it's just a sex death cult, is the whole left Democrats. That's all I think of them as, sex death cult. So, okay, Mike, I'll let you go. I just want to let you know about that civil suit.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that as far as this whole abortion issue, which we're coming up on the Supreme Court decision. none of this would even be necessary if liberals were teaching their kids safe sex practices, okay, where you don't need an abortion because you don't get pregnant in the first place, and you avoid right. the other sexually transmitted diseases. But the attitude seems to be, wild, reckless sexual abandon, and if you get pregnant, we'll, just drop it in the little garbage disposal, and that's all that's really necessary. And again, they're being selfish. They've already been born. They're safe from being thrown in the little macerator machine, because they've already been born, so they don't feel any obligation to other human beings. Anyway, Laura, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
Thank you.
We've got open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Happy Juneteenth to you. Happy Juneteenth.
Okay.
What's on my mind? Okay, Mike, and first off, before I go there, I want to say we need to boycott, like, I think Miles or somebody says he's absolutely right with his gas stuff. I think we need a massive boycott, American consumers, with these oil companies and all this other stuff, and, see what happens with that. But what's on my mind, Mike, is Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis here, signed a bill on July 1st, which is right around the corner, that any illegal alien caught in the state of Florida will be deported up to Delaware. I think that should be every red state governor should do the same exact thing and follow mm-hmm. his lead. In other words, you're in the state of a red state illegally, you're going to be shipped to a blue state. You have this bumbling buffoonery right now. Basically, it was all over the news today, Mike, talking about, well, at the middle of the night, he's shipping these illegals all over the country, but we don't know where the hell they're going. And, Mike, and then I want to talk about another caller I listened to a week ago, talking about how the election was stolen, which we all know was stolen.
Yes.
But also, there's one demographic group that actually, every time there's an election, they vote one way for the Democrat, who've been getting screwed for the last 80 years. We know what population that is, Mike. It's the Afro-American woman. The Afro-American woman, 96% of them, I looked it up, 96% of them voted racially against Trump for Biden, according to what they're saying. So if it's 96% Afro-American women are going to vote.
Yeah, but we really can't trust those numbers given the insecurity of the election itself. And you would think at some point somebody within the black community is going to remind them that it was the Democrats who started the KKK. It was the Democrats who wanted to preserve slavery. And just stop, accepting their handouts to sell your soul to them at every election.
Well, yeah, right, Mike. You're right about that, Mike. But see, that's what the figures are. See, when they have these people who give out these figures, well, 22% of Afro-American males voted for Trump, but the other 78% voted for Bumbly Buffoon. 96% of the black females voted for Biden, but only 4%
voted for
Trump. Yeah,
but given the amount of election fraud that we know took place there, those numbers are really meaningless. Okay, they don't really mean anything. They're as phony as Biden's presidential victory.
Well, yeah, Mike. I mean, look, the guy can't even stay up on his bike. I mean,
yeah.
I wish he should have cracked the head, and they should. But then again, I'm saying, I better take that back because maybe Camille will be in there, maybe even more situation. So. This is a disaster. This is utterly a disaster, Mike. But, and I don't want to pick on nobody on your show, Mike, because I love everybody. Even the guys have their different opinions, viewpoints. But listen, Mike, one guy for 4 years was bashing Trump every time he called in, Trump this, Trump that. But this guy has yet to say one thing bad about bumbling buffoon Biden, Mike, and
mm-hmm.
I just don't understand it. And this guy has drove our country over the edge of the brink of madness. The brink of insanity, just put it that way. Because this country's not going to absorb much more unless I think November may save us. But, Mike, I don't know for how long. And Mike, again, we got to go back also. I did notice that Trump never mentions his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and his daughter. I noticed when I went to the right, he don't even talk about them anymore. Because I think Trump, next time if he does get elected, I think he's going to keep those people as far away as he can from his
I think so. Donald Trump was very naive coming into office, and he's learned a very harsh lesson about the nature of political power in the United States. And, Yeah, I, you know, I mean, even Ivanka turned on him in front of the January 6th hearings. So, yeah, I don't expect there to be an amicable Christmas at that house anytime soon.
And I agree with that. But, Mike, here now I want to get back onto this. Mike, Governor DeSantis, okay, you have a standing governor right now. Basically, why is this taking so long? You have a governor giving a directive to the executive branch of the United States government. We're not going to accept no more your illegal aliens here, and the ones that are here illegally right now are going to be deported out of here. So, Mike, that should have been precedented 40, 50 years ago with some outstanding governor that, hey, if one state would have done what DeSantis is doing now, this illegal incursion would never probably happen. Because when all these illegals are massed into one spot, Mike, like Delaware or Maryland, those white people, I don't know what you call those white people up there, those people are going to go insane. Because, Mike, did you see the report about the Ukrainians that are coming here, how much money they're getting, each one of them? Did you hear about the ones going to the car dealership and they each got a brand new car for $30,000? They got brand new cars. Did you hear about the University of Virginia, Mike? You were at the University of Virginia? They're giving them 4-year free college rides at the University of Virginia. Okay, they have hundreds of these Ukrainians coming in Virginia. They're giving them free college. Okay, it was on the radio the other day, and I was listening to a guy here in Miami talk about it. And they're giving them free college. They give them furniture vouchers, I believe, add up to $20,000. Okay, $20,000 for furniture, for a bed and a TV and all that. They're getting Section 8 housing, Mike, up to 7 years of Section 8 housing. Okay. We, the taxpayers, are paying us, and these criminals now are talking about they want to give all the people on Social Security $200. We'll give you an extra $200, but in the meantime, we're going to destroy this country by spending trillions of dollars on the illegal aliens. Mike, a person who came to Ukraine, Mike, felt like they just landed on a pile of gold. They just hit Mecca from Ukraine to here, flying over from Ukraine over here, getting college education, learning English, Mike. That's another thing they're not taught. To learn a person another language, to learn them to teach English, Mike, it costs $58,000 minimum to teach a person to learn how to speak English properly from a foreign country that doesn't know nothing about English, Mike. That's almost 60, we'll say 60 grand, round it off. So we got that happening. We got all this insanity, Mike, hitting our country. And we got a buffoon falling off a bike. So, Mike, the whole country's... I think the country's teetering on the brink of a disaster. You've got that scumbag general there, Milley, who's a backstabber. Milley, how can this guy even be in? How come Trump never fired him, Mike? Milley, what was going on with that situation? Well, Milley, maybe you can explain that to me. I don't know how that guy stayed in power. He's still a general, for that matter. The criminal stuff he's getting away with. And, Mike, I tell you, I really think by the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I have a feeling China's going to make a move on Taiwan. That's my opinion. I hope I'm wrong.
I'm afraid you're right on that one.
I'm afraid that I'm going to probably be right within a month, that you're going to hear over the news that China has launched an invasion of Taiwan. I believe that's going to happen, Mike. I really do. I mean, sorry to say that, but it's going to happen. And the whole country's lost its marbles. But, you know, Mike, and, you know, there's some great callers that call RBN. There's no question about it. But, you know, Mike, you know, they always say, well, Tom, hey, I talk about immigration because, listen, if we do not stop immigration, Mike, we won't end here in the country in the next 5 years, man. They're not coming in here to compliment, Mike. They're coming to devour. They're coming to eat a lunch and take our jobs. Bottom line, Mike. And, by the way, do you see how much some of these federal government jobs are paying now, Mike? The county jobs, these county jobs are paying?
Yeah.
Mike? Some of these people, I can tell you right now, they're making $45 an hour. $45 an hour. If you want to take over the United States government as a white population, you go work for the government. And if they don't want to give you a job, you demand to get a 30-degree rule. You want a job. There's a 33-degree rule. You got to get the job. That's how all these other minority groups are doing it, Mike.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And they're getting the promotions where the white guys are not. White people, I could never get promoted, Mike, because I was white. You want to talk about a person who's bitter? I'm bitter as hell about it because I saw the insanity, the lies, the filth, and my family went to war for this country, and none of these other people that just came here not even 20, 30, 40 years ago, and they got one more crap than I got. Go figure, Mike. Who would it be better? Who would be a bitter person, man? So, and I let you some of these jobs in the fire department and transit. These people are making astronomical $120,000, $130,000 salaries to start.
Yeah.
Mike, did you see the one city where they're making $22 an hour now, mandatory? I believe it was Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think it was Atlanta now. Next year they're going to start paying them $22 an hour. How the hell is that going to work out in McDonald's and all that? That ain't going to work out. How's that going to work? What, are you going to pay $30 for a Happy Meal or something? I mean, crazy. It's just crazy here. So that's absolutely absurd. And we got a liberal, deviant moron in the White House. That's all there is to it, Mike. This guy should not be president. He don't have no command. He don't know what he's doing. He's lost.
No, he doesn't.
He's lost.
He's not fit for the office. We had this deranged. I mean, when you look at all the years they kept saying, you know, Trump is an idiot, Trump is an idiot, and then they stole an election to put Biden in the Oval Office, who frankly makes the next door neighbor's dog look like Einstein in comparison. And it's more than a joke. It's an insult.
Absolutely, Mike. And, you know, a great point. Mike, I remember for the first year Trump was president, his first year in 2017, when he was in there, they kept saying, oh, Trump needs to take a test, a medical test and for his brain and all that. Cognitive test. They never made Biden take one of those. And if anybody ever needed one right now, it's Joe Biden. This guy needs a cognitive test, and I think his old lady.
I absolutely agree.
Yes, and she's... But the media, the Zog media, covers everything up, Mike. Mike, did you run? By the way, they had a thing on, I can't remember. I think it was on, I think it was Newsmax. I don't remember. But Mike, did you see where of ABC, NBC, CBS, and MSLSD and CNN, 14 of their anchors were homosexuals? Did you see that?
No, I missed that, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they were talking about Anderson Cooper, Matt Al, Don Lemon, and all these, and I'm like, wow, the people actually are going on TV, giving out the news, and it was 14 of them. There's 14 people work for these networks, these liberal networks, that are homosexuals. Now, Shepard Smith was working with Fox, but, yeah, Mike, again, there you go. Look who's dishing out all the filth, the lies, the corruption. It's just, it's overwhelming, man. It's overwhelming what's happening in the United States. It's sad, and I'm telling you, Mike, there's millions and millions and millions of men rolling in their graves. They went to war for what? This insanity to turn this country out to be like it is right now, it's absolutely absurd, man. It's absurd. It's really absurd, Mike, and I think it's only going to get totally worse. We got weak woke generals in the military. I mean, the whole country's woke as far as insanity goes. TikTok's run by China. I mean, I don't know what to think, Mike. It's crazy, and... a matter of fact, oh yeah, Mike. And by one, and one more thing, I'll let you go. I know you got to go. But Breitbart reported. I was on Breitbart. Where I saw that. Less people now believe in God than ever before. And
yeah,
did you hear about that?
Yeah, the poll numbers are definitely down. And I know that Claire's Church is going through a major upheaval right now. We'll see what's going to happen with that, but. Yeah, I'm not at all surprised to see the numbers going down on religion. People are just losing trust in everything at the same time: the political systems, the corporate media, the church, and they're realizing very much that they're on their own, and if there's going to be a better world, they're going to have to make it.
Well, Mike, are you saying then these people are all turning atheists? Are they becoming atheists where they don't believe in nothing? I mean, that to me is the ultimate sin. Basically, if these people are basically it seems like Breitbart is making it sound like these people are going atheists where they don't even want to believe in nothing. I mean, they don't even believe in.
Well, that's the technical definition of atheism, is somebody who does not have a belief-based worldview. Anyway, Tom, we got to take a break here for commercials. We got a bunch of callers waiting on the line. We still have open phone numbers, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Brendan in Wisconsin. Hello, Brendan. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. Well, I mean, hopefully there's a little less, but I do like the former caller because he was sounds like a good friend of mine, actually. Maybe it is, but... Speaking quickly was great. I will have to say that Republic Broadcasting and John Stadtmiller and you and donating to Round Rock, Texas, the P.O. Box with a money order of whatever type, cost 50 cents upcharge, whatever. That's what I've done, and I think it's a great way to go.
Well, thank you very much for your support.
Yeah, and that's funny that I actually wrote down, thank you very much for the kind words, which can sound a little demeaning sometimes, but you've been in this fight longer than I've even known. And we only disagree on 3%, maybe, of knowledge going back. And you have stood up... with a double middle finger salute so long that I am, we love it. And we have Hoosier Gamlin that was just up in Wisconsin. They love your show. They love coming up to Wisconsin because they're only like five lakes in Indiana. But and the gas at wherever you pull up your boat is probably about $8 a gallon or something. They were telling me, whatever. But
well, the gas, the ordinary gas prices around here are a little bit above $5 a gallon. We don't actually have a boat, although there's a nearby lake that we could take advantage of if we wanted to. But I don't know what the fuel costs for running a boat would be right about now. I do know that diesel is definitely up.
Lake Wawasee was where we cut our teeth on more perch than God can count, almost, back in the 80s. And I loved it. Loved it. Miss it. But up in northern Wisconsin, where I definitely encourage people to move to, but a secondary thing is technology. And I'm going to keep hammering this because I know that you know your shiatsus. Can I say that on the line? Yeah. Because it's shiatsu, right. Because of the near-Earth orbit manipulation of humanity or animals. And I keep hammering this because I think that it is valid, and I've been looking into it for, I don't know, what, 12 years. And I think, personally, that there are things that are turned inward that should be focusing outward normally, right? So all the classified STS missions and all that stuff, and we've talked about this before, and we definitely appreciate your brain, and thank you. I think that there are things that are being manipulated that are turned inward from near-Earth orbit, you know, 17 miles out or whatever it is, and then at 17,500 miles per hour in near-Earth orbit, roughly, and then that are making people crazy. I'm in the Berkeley of the Midwest, right? So
mm-hmm.
It's starting to drive me. We're out of here. We are so out of here. And it's only because that I think that the mental distortion that, as some people say, Trump, cranial issues, whatever. I don't blame it on Trump. I don't blame it on that. I blame it on, I think there's something that is making people
I think just going with the simple explanation is that people are being deliberately disconnected from their original belief systems. And it's like we were saying with that previous caller about how polls are showing that the public is losing their religious faith. They're losing their trust in the political system. They're losing their trust in the corporate news media. And so these people, in a lot of ways, are having to deal with an identity crisis. From that, we get a lot of very bizarre interpersonal behavior. And I think that's the simple explanation that we're looking at. Anyway, Brendan, thank you very much for the phone call. I'm going to have to let you go now. We've got to take another break for calls. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Jim in Chicago. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I first want to say I am not a Trump supporter, and I definitely don't support Biden. But this is the question. Have you been watching the hearings the last 2 or 3 days?
Not really. I tried to watch them, and they just got so boring. I'm like NBC. I went off and watched a golf show.
Okay. This is what's really interesting. On the second and third hearings, there were nothing but Republican witnesses. They all stated that the election was fair and it was not stolen. This is a question I want to ask you. If you feel like the election was stolen, why is it that Mike Pence said it was fair and approved it? Why is it that Trump didn't go to the Supreme Court, knowing that 3 of those justices are the ones that he supported, and also 60 judges, state and federal, some of them Trump appointees, said there was no stolen election? How do you explain that?
Because the system is entirely corrupt from top to bottom. I mean, there were lawyers who did try and take these cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, which pointedly refused to hear any of them. And I'm sure what one of their major motivations for all of them was the realization that if the election of 2020 was exposed to be a massive fraud, that the American people are going to get very upset over taxation without representation, and we could have another revolution on our hands.
Okay, tell me this then. In 2000, when Al Gore said the election was fair and said, I won the election, George W. Bush went to the Supreme Court and overturned the election. How do you explain that?
Again, the system is corrupt from top to bottom. And, I mean, that's the simple, easy answer for everything. I mean, back when Kennedy stole the election from Richard Nixon, Richard Nixon went along with that rather than provoke a constitutional crisis. Of course, it appears that Richard Nixon got his payback from John F. Kennedy a few years later down in Dealey Plaza.
Okay, I understand that. Since you're saying that the entire system is corrupt, and I agree with you, how do you improve it? And do you think the next election is going to be fair, no matter who wins?
No, I don't think the next election is going to be fair at all. But one thing it will be is much more visible, because now people are going to be looking for the indications of fraud. I don't think our current system is salvageable. I think the very best outcome that could happen would be a Soviet Union-style collapse of our present system and the people coming together to form a whole new republic based on the Constitution and the first 13 amendments and just pick up and move forward from there. But I don't think the current situation is salvageable. I think this government is ultimately doomed.
Getting back to the Supreme Court, those three appointees by Trump, are you saying that they will say no to Trump?
Evidently they did. I mean, there were rumors that there were literally arguments going on in the back chambers, over whether or not to even look at this issue. I think anybody who's looked at 2,000 mules, anybody who followed along the Maricopa investigation, anybody who's looked at the information that came out of Pennsylvania and Georgia knows that something hinky went on. And so I think the question here is, you know, why isn't the government in a position to correct itself and guarantee to us honest, fair, and verifiable elections? You have to look at our current election system and understand it is set up to enable and conceal massive election fraud, when it should be exactly the other way around, where the elections are provably accurate. Again, I would recommend, along with 2,000 Mules, the HBO documentary Hacking Democracy, which focuses on Bev Harris and blackboxvoting.org.
I saw that. You know, this is something you stated when Trump was president. You warned him. He said, Donald, do something about the voting system. They're going to take it away from you. And apparently he didn't listen to you.
No, he didn't. And he paid the price for it.
Okay. Well, Michael, you take care.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I had one thing on my mind, and then y'all started talking about the George Bush taking the election from Al Gore. And I was in Florida that time, but I really don't even want to talk about it now. I never know what y'all are going to say. I just forgot it. What I wanted to say was, and you actually said it, you talked about people losing their religion. Well, that's because they're letting somebody talk them out of it. Because there is a new revival going on all over the world, and it's going to be things we've never seen before. But right now, I have God TV on my cell phone. It just throws up stuff there. And there's a guy named Daniel Adams. And the supernatural life. And he throws out evil spirits. So I got on there. some guy did not believe that. He said, that's a false prophecy. I said, it's not a prophecy. It's a ministry. I've seen him go on for hours, throwing out evil spirits, and people want it to happen because, well, this one girl a while ago, she couldn't get off of marijuana and pornography, it said. So that's the way they used to do things, Michael. I remember asking my husband, what's a brown bag service? And he says, well, they throw up or they spit up or something, and they have to have a bag so they won't mess up the carpet. These people were outside of the grass, but there used to be a famous guy here.
I think the reason that polls are showing interest in religion in decline is simply that it has failed to deliver. People are looking around the world. They had certain expectations of peace and prosperity promised to them by the clergy that simply are not manifesting. We are on the verge of a world war with Russia that may likely involve nuclear weapons. We're seeing a lot of death and misery and suffering going around the globe, and that's not what was on the advertising label. And so people are basically turning away and saying, okay, something else is going on here, and maybe we need to try a new approach to living our lives.
Well, I'm not denying that the church is the one that's let the world out. I'm not denying that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, God wants you rich. Really? Find that in the Bible. I've never found it. That sort of thing, and did it. And so the devil, he just jumped right in there, I guess. And people just, I don't know. I think if you just seek the Lord, you'll find him. That's what the Bible says. But he's not going to throw himself on you because he wants real people in heaven. He wants people that really love him, not people who just wanted to get out of all their troubles here. Am I making any sense?
Well, you know, you're making a good excuse for why organized religion has not delivered on its implied promises here. But I think ultimately the reason for the decline in religion is just a decline in the trust of the institutions of society in general, whether that's the political system, the corporate media, the economic system. People are just disenchanted all across the entire board.
Well, I do believe that the communists have been working on us. I mean, Khrushchev told us what he's going to do to us, and it seems like he's done it. And the devil, he's right there with them, helping them. But we don't have to fall for all that because God will help those that help themselves. I'm not trying to say that he won't help people that somebody's been praying for generations, you know, grandma and mom and all that. I'm not saying he won't help you that way. But the fact is there's scriptures in there about if your child asks for a bread, would you give him a rock or a... No, he wouldn't. He's not that kind of God. So
he was kind of that kind of God in the Old Testament, but obviously having a kid kind of mellowed him out in the New Testament here. Anyway, listen, Pat, we're getting short on time, and I've got a bunch of other callers sitting on the line, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I agree with Pat. Sometimes you call with one thing to say, and then all these other topics come up, and I want to go get off topic again. But real quick, I was calling about the guy from California. Oh, my God, Peter. I forgot his name real quick, but he was calling saying his about the artificial intelligence, the military, the drones are the future, and I just called. He really needs to look into the electronic warfare that Russia has.
They're very good at it.
Yeah, and the two systems I looked at, there's one where they set up like four big towers, like radio towers, and those can knock out any, as far as I know, any drone, any GPS signal for, I think, up to like 3,000 miles. And then there's like mobile units they have. So that's kind of a weakness of where America developed all this stuff based on, say, GPS technology. But it doesn't work if that stuff's jammed. And then he was talking about AI, which if you had like an independent intelligent robot, and like you mentioned the Boston Dynamics, and I've seen that video too, it's pretty cool. But the battery life, you know, what is the battery life of something like that going to have? You know, some of them like the ones that fly like a glide in the air, they can last a long time, but I have a pretty good drone, and I mean, most of the drones, they last about a half hour on their battery pack, and then that's it. So,
well, you know, the military has access to plutonium-powered power packs that ordinary citizens like you and I can't get, and those are going to be the power supply of choice for battlefield robots, because they'll go on for basically years.
Yeah, there was a movie about that, about the guy, I forgot the name of the movie, but he had like a, you know, the robot had like a nuclear kind of thing in his chest that they had to get for power. Yeah, that could be true, but I think as far as now, Russia has anything that can knock, so it almost goes back to where you're almost back to just using tanks and rifles, because it knocks out a lot of our high-tech stuff.
Yeah, the high-tech stuff is vulnerable. I mean, you need to look at what Russia did to the USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea a few years back, where it sort of underscored that the Arleigh Burke ships are too overly dependent on their active defensive systems, and if those can be knocked out, the ship is a sitting duck.
Now, is that the one where didn't they actually cut the power out as well? Like, if they could disrupt the actual power supply, that could knock everything out. I know they can, there's just so much they can do with that stuff, really. I'd have to look into that, but you're right, that's exactly the kind of stuff I'm talking about. So, anyway, that was my call for the day, so thanks, great show, and talk to you later.
All right, well, thank you very much as well, and we're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking of Trump, and I was thinking about how if I vote for him, is he going to pardon Assange? And if I vote for him, is he going to reinstate the humanitarian aid to the Palestinians? And if I vote for him, is he going to get rid of? Is he going to go after Hillary? You know, I can't see a bigger case of a scumbag in the last 20 years of my life than Donald Trump. Now, you know, is Biden
really?
Well,
I can, and you already named her, and that's Hillary Clinton. And I would say, regarding your prognostications, that I would say that Donald Trump would issue a pardon for Julian Assange. Donald Trump has always been very pro-Israel, and so no, I don't think we could expect much in the way of humanitarian aid to the Palestinians from him. But as far as Hillary Clinton or the Clintons in general, it all comes down to who is in control of the videos and negatives from Jeffrey Epstein's island, because they're the ones actually calling the shots.
Well, maybe, but, you know, I really wouldn't see Hillary as a rival. I mean, what is she going on, 80 years old? Laugh out loud. Look,
Biden's 78.
Yeah, I would say don't vote for the presidency. Just leave that open and just concentrate on your local people, because it's obvious that the Jews got total control of both sides. I mean, so if Biden leaves, they're going to use Trump for something they got to use Trump for that they couldn't use Biden for. And they got Biden in there now because they can't have Biden do something like, you know, Trump couldn't cancel the XL pipeline, but Biden could. And just so you know, all our oil, remember, people, all our oil is being exported out of this country. You know, they lifted the export ban in 15, which drained the oil supply right out of this country. So we have plenty of oil, but we're exporting it to Asia. And I don't
it's
know.
Being mismanaged. It's being mismanaged here. The main reason I would vote for Trump in 2024 is to right this grievous wrong of a stolen 2020 election. And the only thing I would want from Donald Trump, were he to win the presidency in 2024, is that he clean up the election system. That would be a legacy that he could leave to the American people that he would be remembered for. Okay, Rick, yep. Thank you very much for the phone call. We got to take another break for commercials. Back with another call after these few minutes.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
You know, truth of one verse from the Bible, but if I may ask, when did you tell Trump that the election would be stolen from him? Can you remember what year?
It was basically right after he came into office.
How did you know that?
Because I've been watching the political system in this country long enough to know pretty much what they're thinking. And I just sort of put myself in Hillary's and George Soros' shoes and say, you know, what would I be getting ready to do? And after trying to steal and failing to steal the 2016 election, it was obvious they were going to double down on 2020. And that's when I sounded the warning to Donald Trump. But Donald Trump wasn't listening to me, didn't even send me back a Christmas card from the White House. He paid the price for ignoring me.
That's pretty unusual. That's pretty unusual. Did you give it about 2017 or 16 and a half?
Yeah, about 2017, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty unusual. My,
Not really. There were a lot of people who were sounding the alarm over election fraud back then.
I don't recall that. But anyhow, my question is, truth, and you'll probably have to ask your spouse about this, the verse in the Bible, don't be unequally yoked. Would you know what that means?
I would have to check with Claire or with Pastor Tim about that, but given the current context, it would be, to not let yourself be overly led by one influence over another.
Yeah, you can't serve two masters, would you say?
I would say there is a lot of sense to that comment about, not being able to serve two masters, that eventually you come to love one and hate the other. But there are, unfortunately, a lot of people in the political environment who do serve multiple masters, and they're perfectly comfortable with it.
Yeah, I think you are, or they are. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you, and thank you very much for the phone call. And we're pretty much at the end of the show today. The other news story I wanted to share with you is that the world government body regarding athletic swimming has slapped a total ban on transgender athletes participating in competition with biological women, and the transgender athletes are out there screaming discrimination and so forth and so on. By the way, Disney's newest movie, Lightyear, has bombed at the box office. This is the one that was notorious both for its lesbian kiss and the fact that conservative star Tim Allen was replaced as the voice of Buzz Lightyear. And so once again, Disney is proving get woke, go broke. All right, we're pretty much at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone, as I understand it. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody who is donating to RBN to get them through this very, very dark time. We'll be back tomorrow night. Aloha, America.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.